Hello, and welcome to the first part of the tutorials for QWS, the Quick Window Sequencer. My name is James Bowden, the author of QWS, and I hope to show you the basics of using QWS. I won't pretend to cover every feature, but I hope it'll be enough to get you up and running. In this first session, we'll cover topics such as installing QWS, where to get it, what you need to run it, and then we'll play an example song, and then I'll show you the basics of what you need to do to record your own song, and we'll use the on-screen keyboard. So, what is QWS? Well, it stands for Quick Windows Sequencer, and a sequencer is a program which lets you make music using MIDI. Now, MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. You don't particularly need to remember that, but it's interesting to remember it is instructions rather than actual audio. Now, MIDI can be exchanged between compatible devices, and the real advantage of using MIDI is that you can edit it and manipulate it. It's almost a bit like word processing, but for music. Now, to run QWS, you need a computer running Windows. I believe QWS will work with Windows 98, right up to Windows 7. I'm actually running Windows XP in these demonstrations. Ideally, you need a MIDI keyboard or other MIDI device, but this is not actually essential, and then you need some means of connecting the keyboard to the computer. That might be a USB cable, or it might be a dedicated MIDI interface. I should say now that because most users of QWS are visually impaired, I will be using a talking computer to help with this demonstration, and I'm using a screen reader from Dolphin Computer Access called Supernova, and the voice you will hear from the computer is the Nuance voice, Lee. So let's get started. The first thing you need to do is install QWS. Well, I'm not going to go through the actual installation program. It's fairly straightforward. All you need to do is follow the on-screen instructions. I will say, however, that if you haven't already got a copy of QWS, you can get it from the website, qws.andreloui.com. That's qws.andreloui.com. There is one slightly interesting question during the installation program to be aware of, and that is whether you want to associate MIDI files, MID, and system exclusive files, 6, SYX, with QWS. Basically, it means do you want it so that when you double-click or press enter on a MIDI file in Windows Explorer, if it'll go automatically into QWS. Well, I've got Windows XP running, and in front of me is my trusty Korg X5 keyboard, and I also have a Roland Phantom XR sound module, and connecting it all together, I have a MIDI interface box, which is basically a metal box with USB coming out of one side, which I connect to the computer, and MIDI sockets, which I connect to the keyboards with MIDI cables. Now, you don't actually need all these specific MIDI gear. I do know some people who use QWS with the internal sound card and the PC keyboard to input music. QWS will work with any devices that Windows considers as a MIDI device. So that will include sound cards, keyboards and sound modules, even software synths like VST instruments. I'm not going to go into all the details of everything in these tutorials, but I hope that gives you the kind of picture. So let's assume you've installed QWS, and let's run it for the first time. QWS is in the Start menu, under Programs or All Programs, then QWS is the program group. I also have a shortcut key to launch QWS, so I just press Shift and Control and Q. You can set up this shortcut key in the usual way using the properties of the QWS shortcut in the Start menu. So I'm going to press Windows.
Menu Start, no selection.
And then P for Programs.
Programs menu. Accessories has submenu.
And then Q for QWS.
Quick Windows Sequencer menu. QWS.
And then I'm going to press Enter to launch it.
Tip of the day. Did you know ... Welcome to the Quick Windows Sequencer, QWS. QWS has many useful features to help create and edit MIDI music files. Show tips at startup selected checkbox.
Okay, that was the tip of the day dialogue. I'm going to turn that off for now, because we don't need to do that for the rest of the tutorial.
Unselected.
But you may find some of those tips useful. Let's okay this dialogue.
Next tip button. Close button. Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer window.
So now in front of me is a completely blank window with just the menus at the top. So the first thing to try is, of course, to make sure that MIDI is actually working. So in QWS, there is a test file called song001. So in QWS, I'm going to do file open, Alt-F-O, or Control-O is the shortcut, as usual.
File menu. Open file window. File name colon blank line pull down edit area.
And shift tab.
Song001.mid. List view one item.
Select it.
Space bar. Song001.mid-quick-windows-sequencer, Mozart Sonata in C1, Mika, window.
Now you might have noticed it said Mozart Sonata in C, that's the title. 1, that's actually the MIDI channel number, we'll come on to channels later. And Mika was the beginning of Microsoft GS Wavetable Synthesizer, which is the default synthesizer. It's actually an inbuilt software synthesizer which runs on your sound card, which is available on most Windows XP and above systems. So hopefully, if I press space now, this song will play.
Space bar.
Well, there it is. So for this next demonstration, we're going to create a very simple song with just the Microsoft GS Wavetable Synthesizer, and I'm going to use the computer keyboard as my, if you like, MIDI input device. So basically, this is the simplest setup you can have. I've got no external keyboards actually in use. I don't actually need a MIDI interface box for this demonstration. It's just the computer. So Control N starts a new song.
Control N.
Now the first job is to create a track, basically like multi-tracks on a multi-track tape recorder. So Alt K is the track menu.
Track menu. Insert CTRL plus in shortcut I.
And as you heard, the first item on that menu is Insert, which is Control Insert is the shortcut, or I.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer --Microsoft GS Wave window.
Now my list of tracks has now only got one entry in it, and it said --. I've got no name and I've got no MIDI channel. I said I'd mention channels later. Basically, you've got 16 different MIDI channels available to you on each MIDI device. It's a bit like channels on a television. And you can make, say, channel 1 a piano, and channel 2 a bass, and channel 3 strings, and so on. So the next thing to do after we've inserted our track is to go and check the track properties, which I can do with Alt-Enter, or again, it's on the track menu. I'm going to use the shortcut key this time, Alt-Enter.
Track properties window. Name colon blank line edit area.
Okay, this brings up a dialog box with various fields. Let's quickly fill some of these in. It's very useful to put a name for your tracks, especially when there's lots of them. I normally use the name of the instrument, so I'm going to type in piano.
P-I-A-N-O.
And tab to go to the next field.
Channel colon, zero spinnable edit area.
Well, I told you that MIDI channels go from 1 to 16, so let's change that to a 1.
No selection 1.
There is a special meaning to channel 0 for QWS, but we don't need to go into that.
Port colon, Microsoft GS Wave pull-down list box.
Port, Microsoft GS Wavetable. Yep, that'll do for now.
Program colon, -1 spinnable edit area.
program. Basically, it's the instrument that you're going to use. Well, I happen to know that program zero is the piano.
No selection zero. Bank colon, minus one spinnable edit area.
Let's not worry about bank quite yet.
Volume colon, minus one spinnable edit area.
Volume, well, 100 is the default.
No selection one, zero, zero. Pan colon, minus one spinnable edit area.
Pan, it's the stereo positioning, whether it's in the center, to the right, to the left. 64 is center.
No selection six, four. Reverb colon, minus one spinnable edit area.
Reverb.
Chorus colon, minus one spinnable edit area.
And chorus, I'm going to leave for the time being. Perhaps I should also say, minus one that you heard in some of those entries means don't care, no value. I should stress it does not mean default value. I recommend that if your synthesizer supports these properties, that you always set a value. Remember that most of these fields go between 0 and 127, except the bank, which goes between 0 and 16383.
OK button.
And OK the dialogue.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer, Piano 1 colon Microsoft GS Wave, window.
So now you can hear it said Piano 1 Microsoft GS Wave. Piano is the name and 1 is the channel, and Microsoft GS Wave is the port. QWS has an on-screen keyboard where I can use the computer's keyboard itself. So by pressing F11...
On-screen keyboard window. Keyboard colon, control.
There it is. And I can use the middle two rows of keys. A is the note C, S is D, D is E, and F is F. F and G play their notes. That's the easy way of remembering it.
A, S, D, F, G, G.
And so on. Now, we don't actually need the computer to tell me what keys I'm pressing, so I'm going to turn that off, and I'm just going to try and play on this.
Silent.
Notice I can play more than one note at once. The one thing you might notice is there's a slight delay between when I press the key on the keyboard and when the sound comes. That's the only real disadvantage of this Microsoft GS Wavetable synth. I will mention it because it's very difficult to play in time if you have that as your metronome and another external device playing your music. So let's press escape to come out of the on-screen keyboard.
Escape.
And now I'm back at the main screen. So to keep me in time, I'm going to have a metronome. Well, you didn't hear any metronome when I played the example earlier. That's because it was switched off. Let's press F4 to turn the metronome on.
F4.
Now, I should introduce you now to the status bar in QWS. By reading the status bar, you can find out where you are or what you're on. At the moment, now it says...
Track 1, POS 0, Metro.
Track 1, POS 0, I'm at the beginning. Metro, that's short for the metronome. Now... the tempo or speed of your song is measured in beats per minute, or BPM, and you can set it up with Control T for time and tempo.
Time and tempo window. Tempo left parenthesis BPM right parenthesis colon 100 spinnable edit area.
For now, 100 is going to be okay.
Time signature colon 4 pull down list box.
And the time signature is 4...
slash 4 pull down list box.
4-4. 4 beats in a bar.
OK button.
So I didn't actually make any changes, but I wanted to show you the dialogue.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer, Piano 1 colon Microsoft GS Wave, window.
So back to where we were. Let's press Control-R to record. Technically that's called real-time recording. And then I'm going to press F11... while it's counting me in, it gives me 4 beats, and then I can start recording. Let's see what I can play with the on-screen keyboard. Something simple, I hope.
Control F.
And then escape.
Escape.
And title dash
quick window. Quick windows sequencer window. Do you want to keep the recording question? Yes, button.
I'm going to say yes.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Piano 1 colon Microsoft GS Wave window.
Control home. That's like going to the beginning. And then space to play. Let's turn that metronome off. F4. Okay, there it is. Let's make another track now. So I can press Control Insert or Alt K I.
Alt K. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer dash dash colon Microsoft GS Wave window.
And then track properties again. Alt Enter.
Track properties window. Name colon blank line edit area.
And this time I'm going to call it bass.
B A S S. Channel colon zero spinnable edit.
And we're going to use channel 2.
No selection 2. Port colon, Microsoft GS Wave pulled out.
Again, the Microsoft GS Wavetable.
Program colon, minus 1 spinnable edit area.
Now, I happen to know that a bass guitar is going to be number 33.
No, 3. 3-3.
There it is. And I'm actually going to leave the rest of the options in the dialogue.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer.
So now let's go into the on-screen keyboard just to test things.
F11. On-screen keyboard window. Keyboard colon.
Well, that's a little bit high for a bass guitar. I should also now introduce you to the top row of keys on the on-screen keyboard. These do the octave. So if I press 1, I get the lowest octave, octave 1. And then 2. I'm pressing the letter A here, which is for the note C. And 3, that's the default. So I'd think the bottom octave is probably good for a bass guitar. So come out of there.
Escape.
Turn the metronome on. F4.
F4.
So Control R to record, and then F11 while it's clicking me in, and we'll see what we can do. And then I need to press 1 as well this time. So there's a few keystrokes before we get started. Let's see how quickly we can get this going.
Control F11. Escape. Quick windows sequencer window. Do you want to keep the recording question? Untitled dash.
I said yes. So now if I play it together.
F4.
There's both my music. I stopped it by pressing space again. So just to build it up a little further, I'm going to make a third track. And we're going to put a flute on this one. So once again, Control Insert or Alt K I to insert a track.
Alt, untitled dash quick windows sequencer, dash dash colon Microsoft GS Wave window.
There it is, our blank track again. Let's just press the status bar to make sure.
Track 3, POS 0 Metro.
Track 3, position 0. Track properties.
Track properties window.
And name is going to be
F-L-U-T-E. Channel colon, 0 spinnable edit area.
Channel 3 now.
No selection 3.
And
port colon, Microsoft program colon, minus 1 spinnable edit area.
Program number, I'm going to choose 73.
No select 3.
Now these numbers I'm choosing aren't just random numbers. I just happen to know the GM or GS specification defines the numbers to use. 0 is a piano, and up to 7 will be keyboard instruments. 8 to 15 are things like xylophones and glockenspiels and so on, and so on. We'll get on to instrument lists, perhaps, later on.
Untitled dash quick windows sequence.
So I'm going to choose octave 5 for a little bit higher up, and we'll see what we can record. So Control R, and then F11, then figure 5, and then let's see what we can record.
Control F11. Escape. Quick windows sequencer window.
And yes, I will keep the recording.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Flute.
Let's turn the metronome off with F4.
F4.
Control home to make sure I'm at the beginning. And let's play my masterpiece. And all the parts are there. So, finally, I should save this if I think it's worth keeping. You can use the usual Alt FS or Control S or Alt FA for save as. It's a standard file save dialog. Well, that's about all for this session. I have skimmed over some of the detail in some areas, but you can always find out more information from the online help, available in the Help menu. Don't forget also that you can download the full help as a document file from the QWS website. That's qws.andrelouis.com. Look forward to seeing you in the next session, where I'll be connecting an external keyboard to QWS, and we'll explore some more of the functions of QWS.